friends and fellow creatives, welcome back to another episode of Talent Talks. I'm your host, Kaylee Otsuka, and today we are going to talk about how to set boundaries without burning bridges. I'm talking about the boundaries that protect your time, your energy, your actual joy, and not just your to-do list. Whether you're self-employed, freelancing, or building something of your own, the line between yes and I'm so over it gets really blurry really fast. So today we're unpacking what it really means to set professional boundaries and how to do that in a way that preserves relationships, builds respect, and protects your peace of mind. No burning bridges necessary. So let's talk about why this matters. Let's be honest. Most of us didn't become creative entrepreneurs because we love confrontation. And yet here we are, fielding last-minute emails, revision requests at midnight, and quote-unquote, just one quick favor messages that somehow eat up your entire week, if not your entire day. According to a study published by the National Center of Biotechnology Information in the Journal of Occupational Health Psychology, workers who had poor boundary management between personal and professional life reported 26% higher levels of emotional exhaustion, especially in client-facing roles similar to the entrepreneur or the creatives. So here's the truth. Boundaries don't repel good clients, they attract them. They make you easier to work with because you're not working from a place of chaos, you're working from a place of clarity. But let's follow that up with a few real-life examples. One of my favorites is Jessica Hish. She is a famous lettering artist and author, known for designing typefaces for people like Wes Anderson and creating book covers for Penguin Random House. But she also made waves with her online tool, Helping You Answer, a fill-in-the-blank email assistant ahead of its time for saying no gracefully. It was born out of the real need to protect her inbox and mental load from vague quote-unquote collab requests and unpaid asks. She is known for saying things like, your inbox is a list of other people's priorities, and I feel like that's spot on. I think one of the biggest creative takeaways from Jessica is that she reminds us that boundaries can be pre-planned, elegant, and systemized. You don't need to wait until burnout to protect your bandwidth. Next up, we have Florence Pugh, actress and public figure.
You know your worth. Everybody panics because once you know it, you're kind of unstoppable. When you stop people pleasing, people will stop being pleased, and that's okay.
I don't know why that hit me as such a light bulb moment, but when she said, when you stop people pleasing, people will stop being pleased, and that's okay. And for some reason, when I started setting clear boundaries, especially at work, and then I realized that there was potentially like negative backlash. You know, people didn't like it when I set clear boundaries for myself or when I looked out for my own best self-interest, probably because their priorities would never align with mine and what was best for me, even if they did value my work. I remember in 2022 when Florence Pugh wore this beautiful sheer pink Valentino dress, and the internet backlash was insane. She was totally body shamed across social media, and I really love how she responded. She responded only once, and not defensively, but with complete composure, and then refused to engage any further. No apology, no interview circuit. She let her presence speak for itself and returned to work on her terms. This is a quote directly from her. She said, I'm not trying to hide the cellulite on my body or on my thighs or the softness of my stomach. I'm not going to apologize for existing in my body. And I thought that was beautiful, well said, clear cut, and a great way to display her boundaries. I think one of the biggest creative takeaways from Florence is that she shows us that boundaries don't need to be long explanations. Stillness, clarity, and self-trust are often enough, and we don't have to overgive. If we're done with it, then we can be done, and that's fine. Ironically enough, that is what our next individual does so well.
You should do this, you should do that, you should use this, you're not prettier than me. You're not. And even if you are, do I look like I want to look like you? No, never.
So love him, hate him, or even if you don't know who he is, I think it's very clear in that one little snippet that he's got boundaries down to a T. His name is Brentman Rock, and he's a creator, entertainer, and TikTok or content creating icon. So when Brentman's mental health took a hit during the height of COVID era, he was under a lot of content pressure, and he openly told fans he was taking a break from social media. He didn't make it dramatic, he just logged off and went offline in Hawaii and returned when he was ready. He's also been vocal about turning down brands that want to dilute his Filipino-Hawaiian identity and his queer voice. In his words, he said, "I'm not your clown, and I'm not here to perform for you 24/7. And I think that is just a really clear way to concisely set your boundaries, and unapologetically so. So Brentman teaches us that boundaries don't have to limit you, they actually expand your presence. You set the terms on how you can show up fully and what that means to you. And more often than not, I find that when I am firm with my boundaries and I stand by my no, I ultimately create something better in the future because I have time to think, I have time to rest, and thus expand into whatever I want to do," which is really cool. Our next individual is an actress, director, producer, and I found out that she's also a famous painter that uses a surname, which was really cool, and she talks specifically about fuck you money.
That I did know I learned from my father was that everything's a business. So I worked a lot in order to just have money. It's called fuck you money. And if you have it, you can sell, you know, and something's not working out, you know, they say you have to take this job, otherwise you're fired. You're like, fuck you.
I love this idea. I think it is, although we probably shouldn't say that to clients, I think it's a great boundary. To be like, you know what, this isn't aligning with my morals or my values or what I want to do here, or I feel like I'm not being valued. And you know what, I don't need this job and I don't need you. So I'm going to go where my talents are valued. And I think this is another aspect of boundary setting. So if you didn't guess by the audio clip, it's Lucy Liu. She's a successful actress, director, producer, and artist, and after a successful run in Charlie's Angels and Kill Bill, Lucy pivoted towards visual art and directing, saying no to roles that no longer aligned with stories that she wanted to tell. She's also shared how she turned down projects where she'd be a typecast or underpaid, choosing instead to develop long-term creative freedom, including a solo art show at the Napa Valley Museum. How cool. She once said, "You don't need to be a millionaire. You just need enough to say, no thanks, I'm good." AKA her fuck you money. I think a key takeaway that we can take from Lucy and how she sets her boundaries is she shows that boundaries aren't just for your present self. They are to create conditions and foundations for your future self to thrive. And I think as creatives or freelancers, entrepreneurs, artists, that's really important because no one else is going to run on your own timeline, right? No one else is going to care about your long-term projects except for you. And it's up to you to set these boundaries and to create a foundation where you can really thrive. So I think she does that really well. All right, so next up, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor, KO Creative Agency, and go over some boundary examples, specifically with KO Creative's boundary setting tool. It's a free generator located on KO Creative Agency's website to help you say no with clarity and confidence. Simply click the tone of voice that you want, friendly, gentle but clear, or firm, and then the type of boundary that you're setting or what the client is asking of you, fill in the fields below and click generate. From there, you can easily copy and paste what it generates into your email in several different tones. So even if you don't have the words or even the brain capacity at that time to really cultivate a firm but professional email, you can use the full boundary message generator at kocreativeagency.com/toolsforcreatives. You'll find tone adjustable templates for free work requests, scope creep, aka working outside of the scope of the things that you've already agreed upon, emotional labor, rush times, ghosted invoices, and more. They are all customizable and all client tested. They are located at KO Creative's website for free. All right, congrats, you guys. We've made it to the last segment of this podcast, which is practical application, how to practice these boundary setting things for yourself, and 6 tips to try. So these are tips that you can use whenever you're ready in whatever order that you need. Tip number 1, write your working with me playbook. So sit down at your desk, pen, paper, or if you work better with Notion or some other tool, list your hours, tools, response time, and a few I don't offer XYZ statements. Add it to your onboarding document or proposal to avoid any future misunderstandings and make it easier for you to lean on those boundary setting sentences so you don't have to just write them from scratch every single time. Tip number 2 would be to templatize your boundaries. So this is exactly what Jessica Hish modeled and what's modeled in the KO Creative boundary generator, but is more geared towards creatives and freelancers. So save your most used responses, like in an email draft or something like that, and then you can tweak them as needed, or you can just use the generator and create a new one every single time. Tip 3 is practice saying no in writing. So this is what Florence Pugh's Calm Composure inspires. Rehearse messages that protect your energy before you're in the moment, and this can really help just convey that confidence and reaffirm that boundary. Tip number 4 is audit your past yeses. If you feel drained or resentful or underpaid, it's probably because your yes overrode your inner no. So reflect on the moments that you regret and write down what you do differently so you can do that differently next time. Tip number 5 is protect your calendar like a contract. Lucy Liu planned her life to make space for what matters most to her. Your calendar should reflect your values, not your client's emergencies. Tip number 6, bonus, embody a boundary persona. I really like to do this, and when I'm not sure what to ask or what to say, I would say, like, what would blank do? So for this example, what would Bretman Rock do? He'd probably log off. He'd say no with glitter. He'd laugh and keep walking. Whatever that persona is for you, embody that person. Or if it's easier for you, try to embody like what you would say to a friend. If you wouldn't give this advice to a friend, or if you would be like, no, say no to this, you're being completely undervalued, then you should probably do that yourself. So you can make this fun. You can give yourself an alter ego nickname. Whatever you feel is right for you, just channel that voice. All right, guys, we've reached the end of the episode. Just remember that you can be kind and still say no. You can be flexible and have limits, and you can protect your peace without burning bridges. If this episode helped you, tag me at KO Creative on Instagram or use our boundary message generator at kocreativeagency.com/toolsforcreatives. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time on Talent Talks. We'll be right back.